This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Political parties have intensified campaigning for the seventh and the last phase of Lok Sabha elections. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address an election meeting today at the Dumka Airport ground in Jharkhand. The meeting is part of the Vijay Sankalp Yatra. Mr. Modi will address a public rally in favour of BJP candidate Sita Soren from Dumka parliamentary seat. She is the daughter-in-law of Jharkhand Mukti Morcha JMM chief Shibu Soren. Sita Soren is pitted against Nalin Soren of JMM. Polling will be held in three constituencies, Godda, Dumka and Sahibganj of Santhal region of Jharkhand, during the final phase of elections on June 1st. The JMM had won the lone Sahibganj seat in 2019 Lok Sabha elections. Prime Minister will address two rallies in Barasat and Jadavpur Lok Sabha constituencies in West Bengal today. Mr. Modi will also hold a roadshow in Kolkata this evening. The roadshow will start from Sham Bazaar 5-point crossing and end at the ancestral house of Swami Vivekanand. In Bihar, leaders of NDA and Grand Alliance and other parties are leaving no stone unturned to ensure victory of the candidates. Senior BJP leader and Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh Yogi Adityanath will address back-to-back three rallies in Fatua, in Patna Sahib and Digha in Pataliputra Lok Sabha constituencies. He is also scheduled to hold a rally at Barhara under Ara Lok Sabha constituency. JDU President and Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar will conduct a roadshow from Sarmera to Nagarnosa in Nalanda parliamentary constituency today. He will also hold a public meeting in Asthama in Nalanda parliamentary constituency. Besides this, RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav will address multiple public meetings in Buxar, Sasaram, Jehanabad and Pataliputra constituencies. Mukesh Sahani, chief of Vikashshil Insan Party, will also hold rallies in support of the Grand Alliance candidates. In Uttar Pradesh, Chief Minister and senior BJP leader Yogi Adityanath will campaign in Gorakhpur and Mirzapur today. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi and Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav will jointly address a political rally in Mohan Sarai area of Varanasi. They will also jointly address a Parivartan Sankalp Sabha in Bansgaon Lok Sabha constituency. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tributes to great freedom fighter Veer Savarkar on his birth anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Veer Savarkar, who dedicated his life in the service of the motherland, will always remain a source of inspiration for the countrymen. Global investment bank Goldman Sachs has raised India's GDP growth forecast to 6.7% for calendar year 2024. The latest data released by the bank said they expect a sustained growth momentum with additional fiscal space on account of a bumper dividend transfer from the RBI. The financial company said that in India, growth momentum remains strong and core inflation is expected to bottom out in April-June. Passengers of Varanasi-bound Indigo flight today evacuated through the emergency door at Delhi's airport after a bomb threat was reported on the flight. All passengers are safe and the flight is being inspected. In a statement, the airline said the flight had received a specific bomb threat at Delhi airport, all necessary protocols were followed, and the aircraft was taken to a remote bay by the airport security agencies. It added that the flight is currently undergoing inspection, and post completion of all security checks, it will be positioned back in the terminal area. Cyclone Rimal has triggered heavy rain and wind in Assam, and several districts are on high alert. Red alert has been issued for Chirang, Gualpara, Baksa, Dima Hasao, Kachar, Hailakandi, Karimganj districts, while orange alert has been issued for Dhubri, South Salmara, Bongaigaon, Bajali, Tamulpur, Barpeta, Nolbari, Morigaon, Nogaon, Hozai and West Karbi Anglong districts. Incessant rain and strong wind disrupted the power supply in most of the affected districts, including Guwahati, since late last evening. Several district administrations have closed schools for today as a precautionary measure, and North-East Frontier Railway has also cancelled several trains. State government has taken extensive measures to ensure the safety of the citizens in the wake of the rainfall and wind speeds owing to Cyclone Rimal. National Disaster Response Force, NDRF, and the State Disaster Response Force, SDRF, are on standby and control rooms are operational while asking people to cooperate with the local administration. And that is the end of this news bulletin.